So...
Well, remember what he was before he was president?
I know. I didn't know what Eisenhower was before he was president. He must have been in the Senate.
No, he was in the Army.
Oh, in the Army. Yeah.
You know what his rank was?
Well, he was a general in the Army, wasn't he? I know Eisenhower was a general in the Army before he was president.
If you wanted to talk about him, instead of saying President Eisenhower, you could say what?
Oh, he's retired. He's retired from the Army. Mm-hmm. He's a retired officer of the Army. That's all I would say he was. Yeah.
What about Mr. Haig? That's President Ford's assistant.
Who that?
Haig, that's President Ford's assistant, and he's going back into the Army.
Haig. I don't think I got that Ford. Now, he been in the Army, too?
No, I'm talking about his assistant that...
His assistant, I forgot his name now. He that retired, that resigned?
Yeah, except he didn't resign. He's going back in.
Throw him back in?
He's going back. He's going to command the forces in Europe.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, the man that brought in the Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
What do you call him?
Well, I'd say he's a beginner. Of the Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's all I can say about him. Mm-hmm. I say he's the man that started it.
You say that a man in charge of a boat, you call him captain, don't you? A man that's in charge of a boat?
Yeah, he's the captain.
Would you ever call anybody else a captain?
Well, no, if he hadn't been.
And not say if he,
if
he's a foreman on a work crew someplace, would you call him a captain?
Well, no. He would just be a foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I couldn't say the captain. He's just a foreman. Because there's a man over him. But now you take a captain on a boat. Well, he's the head man. There's nobody over him.
Mm-hmm.
No. Nobody but the federal government. That is if he violated anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now you take a foreman over a job, there's always a man over him.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't call him the captain.
Well, what would you call the man who runs a court?
Runs a fool?
A court.
A court? The judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if there were a judge, like this judge in Washington named Sirica, how would you, if you were going to talk to him, how would you call him?
If it was in Washington?
And if you're going to talk to a judge, say his name's Marshall.
Yeah, well...
How would you call him when you spoke to him?
In the courtroom? Well, I would call him a judge. Yeah, that's all I would know. Yeah. Of course, now, it's like here in our petticoat. And we have a case there, not satisfied. Take it to the Supreme Court to see if you can get justice. That's the only thing that I would know. Yeah. It's not like changing the subject, but the sheriff had me subpoenaed here in the court. At the church because he was talking to me concerning these clip joints and one stuff and another. And I didn't know he was going to subpoena me there for anything because I know nothing about it. But he was talking to me and also he spoke. Well, he's the moderator of the Zion Association. And I went in, I had to go or else pay. And the question was, he got through, he called me in, I went in. And the solicitor wanted to know from me, had you been talking with Reverend? I told him yes. He said, well, from...